This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Plenty of Coloradans and visitors got outside New Year's Day to start 2026 off in nature. Many headed to Rocky Mountain National Park, but some found they needed to pay more to get in. A new federal policy has now officially raised the entrance and annual pass fees for non-U.S. residents there and at 10 other parks nationwide. International visitors must now pay a $100 per person fee on top of the regular entrance costs. Supporters say the change prioritizes American taxpayers, while critics worry higher fees could discourage tourism. Denver's largest lake is set to receive several million dollars for environmental improvements. Denverite's Paolo Shalceda.
Sloan's Lake Park is a popular outdoor destination for Denver and the surrounding metro area. But the lake at its center is in trouble. Sediment buildup is making it more and more shallow, leading to unhealthy conditions ripe for toxic algae blooms. Here's Brandon Mix, a lake manager for Denver Parks and Recreation.
So if we were to do nothing over time, sure, the sediment would fill this lake in to a point where there would just be little channels of water and big sandbars and, you know, the algae blooms would continue to get worse.
City voters have approved $5 million for the lake's remediation, which will help filter out sediment before it enters the lake. I'm Paolo Shalceda, Denverite.
In Denver, 33 and mostly clear tonight, with increasing clouds tomorrow and 62 degrees. On Sunday, sunny and mild, with a fire weather watch in effect and highs around 66 degrees. In Vail, snow showers and patchy fog overnight, with mostly sunny skies tomorrow and a high of 47 degrees. This is CPR News.